Hello, everybody. I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to the Great America Show. Great to have you with us. Overnight, there have been unfortunate developments in the Ukrainian war against Russia that may well raise serious questions about NATO's judgment and motivation in blocking the delivery of Russian coal, metals, and building materials and technology that was being shipped by rail through Lithuania to the Russian Baltic port city of Kaliningrad. Kaliningrad is sandwiched between Poland to the south and the Baltic state of Lithuania to the north and east. The Russians are furious and threatening, as they put it, measures that will have a serious negative impact on Lithuanians. End quote. Vladimir Putin's spokesman declared that Moscow will never trust the West again. It's unclear whether the Biden White House was aware of the blockade, but there's great concern that it could presage a widening of the conflict in Europe. President Biden's poll numbers continue to fall, meanwhile, and in blue as well as red states. Biden is now underwater. Listen to this. Now underwater in his polling in 48 states. That includes the People's Republic of California and Biden's home state of Delaware. And Elon Musk is in the headlines. He wants to go ahead with his purchase of Twitter, but the number of bots is a huge hurdle for the deal to go through. At question, just how many bots are on Twitter? The company says just 5% of the accounts. Musk and others say the percentage is much higher, far higher. If so, then Musk will demand Twitter drop its price well below that $44 billion that he's offered for the company. And if it turns out that the number of bots is significantly higher than what the company has been saying for years, Twitter could be in huge and serious trouble for overstating the business's actual users and, in effect, overcharging Twitter advertisers for their ads. It is a bit of a mess that may get much bigger. Business is tough, and Walmart has just shocked nearly everyone by canceling one of its best-performing vendors in their stores, if not the best, MyPillow. Mike Lindell says it's all about politics, and Walmart, he says, is using a Chinese company on their website to sell and fulfill orders for MyPillow products. Mike is pursuing his legal actions as well to force the states to eliminate voting machines and go to paper ballots, financing documentaries on electoral integrity, and much more. Lindell is a force of nature. And here now with us is the great Mike Lindell. Thanks for being with us, Mike. And this is terrible news. Walmart canceling MyPillow products.
This one really bothered me more than even the other ones. It was kind of equal to when Costco canceled us, because when Costco canceled us, I had employees that did road shows for them all around the country, over 94 different families, and they lost their, you know, they lost that. That's all they knew. That's what the jobs they did. And this one with Walmart, remember, I have over 2,000 employees, and most of them, 80% of them, they manufacture one product, and that's the MyPillow bed pillow. So I was up until about 4 a.m. When they first told me, and you know, thinking, what am I going to do with my employees? And I made a promise to them all, they're not one of them getting laid off because of this. We're going to beat them and find other ways, which we have to. The same pillow Walmart was that they could have sold for $19.88. We did that last week, opened it up to the public, and we started our mystore.com for entrepreneurs and their products. So I was just on another show, and they go, you know, it was on a radio station in New York, and they said, well, how do you, is there something you can do legally against them for doing this when they had another agenda? And I said, well, I said, I guess it's their loss, and especially if we end up getting other platforms and other places for people to buy their products. So it's disgusting what they did, Lou.
I know you're troubled by it, and it troubles all of us hearing what they've done to you and your company and your employees, particularly since Walmart is a huge importer of Chinese products.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Replace MyPillow with Chinese products?
Well, they've already done that. Their bedding shelves, if you go there, well, they lied to me twice. Or three times now. The first lie was they said, well, they took us out of the As Seen on TV section and they left us in the bedding section. Well, and the As Seen on TV section, they've got, you know, you have other pillows there, and I'm not going to even name, I don't want to even give it advertising, and that's made in China. And then you have their bedding section, the bedding, and in that section, you go right down the list, and I believe it's all China. It's for sure all overseas. There's nothing made here. And it's really sad. They lied to me and said, well, their CMO says the sales have went down. And I said, no, they haven't. I said, I got an invoice right here. Your biggest order was last week. This was 3 weeks ago now. And I said, they've been going up all year. And then he didn't know what to say. Well, then we get off the phone, and about a couple of days later, my vice presidents were on the phone with their buyer, and he says, yeah, we're going to look at 2023. You know, the shelf space is just so limited, and we have so many other, you know, other companies, you know, vying for space. I said, well, why wouldn't you put us in the As Seen on TV? We're your number one product, you told us, in the history of Walmart in that space. And the guy says, well, no, we are going to look at that, but 2023. Well, then I got on the phone with the CMO and end up being with I call him the executive vice president of cancellation. And he gets on and he says, I said, our sales are going up and I'm getting lied to. I said, I didn't say, well, what's the next lie? I said, well, you know, but I said, what's the real reason here? There's got to be another agenda. You guys aren't allergic to money. And we're made in the USA. What's the agenda here? And he said, well, we have a new system, our new rating system, and you have to be a 4.0 and you're a 3.8. And I go, what? Whose rating system? He goes, well, it's our internal rating. And I go, when did this come about? He said, 2.5 years ago. I said, oh, really? So I said, there's made in China products rated higher than MyPillow? I don't think so. And anyway, that's when I took the computer, shut it, and said, "I know the real agenda behind this." And I shut the computer, and that was it. And you know, since then, Lou, we put on my show the chairman of the board at Walmart. Now, remember, I've spent millions of dollars on investigating not just machine companies, voting machine companies, but also box stores and things and platforms like Zuckerberg's Facebook and Twitter and all these, and find out why these, you know, what's behind the curtain and who and what are their agendas. Well, here we found out that last fall there was an investigation done, and of course, and it came out through Hunter Biden's laptop. It's all public out there, where the chairman of the board at Walmart, we played it on my show, a phone call with Hunter Biden colluding in 2018 to get rid of Trump and his supporters, and asking how much would each state cost to do that. Now, I don't know if he was talking about how much is it to do each machine or to get, you know, whatever it was. That would be subjective of me, but I'll tell you what, there's a big agenda behind Walmart and their ties to China to get rid of Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And they've got a history of crushing the American entrepreneur besides that.
Well, let me ask you this, Mike. Straightforwardly, what do you think the real reason was that they canceled you?
I really believe that it's because of the I won't let up on the 2020 election. I won't end up by getting rid of these voting machines. And I believe that they're part, as much a part as anybody. They're higher ups. That guy that's chairman of the board, he's also in charge of all, I believe, the Walmart inheritance for the family. These are, and their ties to China. They have over 10,000. And now we've really stepped up our investigation, but there's over 10,000 vendors they deal with in China. And I think it's about money. I'm a threat, bringing out the truth. Our great president, Donald Trump's a threat for, you know, for all the stuff that was getting exposed. and the deep state and all these things that everybody look around you. I mean, it's happening everywhere. And these big giants don't seem to care. And when you make moves that don't make sense, it's like Republican legislatures or governors or secretary of states, when they don't look into stuff, and it would benefit them to expose, you know, gee, let's just say there was election crime. Your team lost. You would at least want to know what happened, and none of them do, or most of them don't. And so you got to wonder why. And when you see that kind of a deviation, you got to wonder why Walmart would forfeit their what they told me straight out, their number one selling product of all time, and we were on the upswing. And Walmart's business model is, as seen on TV, when you spend $200,000 overall on a product on TV, then it goes into the box stores, especially Walmart, and that's what you see up by checkout. You see it at the end pallet displays, and those are your as seen on TV products. Now, do they have a history where they get copied and they copy them in China, and all of a sudden the entrepreneur walks into Walmart and goes, hey, wait a minute, that's what I invented. Yes, they do. Absolutely, they've done that to people. But now you have a product of MyPillow where we're spending $500,000 a week just on the bed pillow alone in media. That's why it was the number one selling product of every single box store it was in, every single shopping channel from QVC to HSN, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, you name it, HEB. They all canceled, but they all did it. And they knew that there was going to cost them not just the money they would make off that product, but all the people that go into those box stores to find it. Realize Walmart, what they did is they just slowly canceled it. They took it out of their biggest section, then their bedding section. Then they lied to the American people last week and said, well, we're going to keep MyPillow online. Lou, all these left-wing news outlets that called me all last week, including the Wall Street Journal called me up, CNN, all of them called me, Politico, Huffington Post, and they said they reached out for Walmart for comment. Why did you cancel Mike Lindell and MyPillow? The answer they got was, oh, they're still going to be up online. That's a lie, Lou. The ones that are up online, we opened one the other day, or we clicked on made in China. It's not even MyPillow. It's got my picture there, but look behind the curtain. You get that in the mail, you ain't going to be a MyPillow. And if it is, then they're really doing counterfeiting. You know what I mean?
You're telling me that Walmart puts your picture up and is selling Chinese pillows.
I'm telling you that Walmart Marketplace, it's the Walmart Marketplace, everybody. If you go there, any MyPillow you see there is not from me. They either got them somewhere else, but they're using my picture. They're using my picture. And you could go there probably right now. It's not Mike Lindell. It's not MyPillow Incorporated out of Minnesota. And one of them we caught the other day was from China.
We're doing it right now, Mike, to just see what the heck they're doing.
Yeah. Look up Walmart.com and look up MyPillow. I don't know what's on there today. My people look every day. But Walmart is lying to the people because Mike Lindell and MyPillow we're not selling our pillows up on their online. They tried to use that for you. Oh, we're just moving. We're just letting them sell online, trying to minimize it because they couldn't answer the question, Lou, like you just asked me, what is their real agenda? I'll tell their real agenda. They don't want Mike Lindell and MyPillow in this country. They don't want me out there speaking out about the election crime, the biggest crime in history. They don't want MyPillow around. If you can't shut Mike Lindell up, let's just shut his money up. Let's turn off. They don't care about collateral damage of my employees and all their families losing their jobs. Well, I got news for them. They're not going to lose their jobs because I'm not going to let it happen. I paid my employees when the China virus was going on, whether they were working or not, Lou. And I'm not going to. And this time I told them all, I said, you know, no matter what you read in the paper, what you read of Mike Lindell's the final knife, he's over now. And that's not true. I'm not going anywhere. Lou, I'll borrow if I have to borrow money against everything I own, we're going to get our country saved, and we're going to get these machines gone. And we're going to get to the we're going to get to the truth will end up coming out everywhere, and everything will be, everybody will be vindicated, and this country will once again be one nation under God. I'm telling you.
Well, everybody appreciates all that you're doing. You're doing more than anyone, and putting your money you're spending a fortune to do so, and we're deeply grateful for that. We've just pulled up Walmart, gone to MyPillow's brand as seen on TV. The section, how do you want your items, shop my store. What comes up are three items across the top line with your picture on the packaging. MyPillow, it's MyPillow product. MyPillow Classic Bed Pillow, MyPillow White Standard Queen, yep. Classic Series Foam Queen. And those are that's your product, right?
Right. It's my picture. Now look and see, who is it sold by? Who is it sold by? Walmart? Who does it say of the sellers who are selling it? The other day, it was a company out of China. They don't have my picture. I don't wholesale to anybody to do that. So,
well, I'm going to have to tell you, I can't figure out. It looks like it's Walmart. It doesn't have any other seller. I'll click on one and just see what comes up.
Maybe you could say fulfilled by who or something.
Arrives by ship by Daily Deals.
Right, that's Shen not Zay me.
Zay. Yeah, well, it's all Chinese. Yep. Believe me. Yep. Daily Deals, sold and shipped by Daily Deals.
Yep, there you go.
That's in. So you didn't. This isn't your product. It's
no,
just been
no.
Copied.
If you ordered it, if it is my product, it would be a complete counterfeit. Or if you ordered it, you're not going to get it. MyPillow, and this is the corruption I've always had to deal with. When you deal with Google and all these places, that's what entrepreneurs have to deal with. Lou, if you're up on even on Amazon, your products get copied. They'll use your picture of your product, and you're going to get a different product, or They've copied your product almost identical, which mine they can't because I have a patented fill. You would know right away if it's a MyPillow or not inside the pillow. And I always thought, Lou, I was protected because you can't copy my face. I have my face and the way I hold the pillow patented. But when you blatantly just copy it, I mean, what am I going to do? Am I going to go try and find Daily Deal and sue them? I got enough lawsuits here. I got to pile up. They always sue me. Sue MikeLindell.com, everybody. ES&S machines, you just won't jump on board. Nowadays it's just unbelievable that there's no protection for entrepreneurs. Lou, that's why I have mystore.com. I can announce that on your show, mystore.com. That's I built that over 3 years. It's entrepreneurs or USA entrepreneurs and or their products. And people, you can go up there, and these entrepreneurs, I protect them like they're all just and so many
like the America, like the federal government should be doing all entrepreneurs themselves.
Yeah,
it's outrageous.
Yeah.
Now Walmart, I'd like one of us to call Walmart right now, their headquarters, and find out get their side of it. Now I want to. This is the queen product,
yep,
for MyPillow Classic, and they've got a price of $52.98
right
on it. Packaging is that competitive pricing?
No. Right now, what I did, Lewis, I put what was going to be at Walmart. They would have had the 1988 pillow.
Right.
This is what I even asked them, the lowest price in history. They lost that opportunity too. But right now we're offering that at MyPillow.com. 1988 with a promo code, and that's the standard site. That standard queen you're seeing, I believe at MyPillow, you can get it for $29.95. The thing is, these guys, I don't know why they have it priced like that there, but they don't care. Some people will pay it because my brand, they love my pillows. I've sold 76 million of them, and it's just like in our country. If you're an entrepreneur and you invent some, or if you have a product, you go to even like crooked Google, you get there and you have to contend with people will buy your AdWords and they'll copy your product, or you get on Amazon, it's like a free for all. And you get there and they'll copy you. They'll copy your name. When I had my Giza Dream bed sheets, they copied the name exactly. Giza Sheets, they left out Giza Dreams. And it looked like that, looked like my product, but it didn't have my picture on it. Well, what happens is people buy it then, and then they're disappointed. They think it's mine because it's not the same product. And then I have to go reach out to them. And so many of them, I'll take care of them anyway because I feel bad for the customer getting duped. But the entrepreneur, someone that doesn't have my voice, those are the ones I feel so bad for. They'll buy ads on Facebook and just get taken to the cleaners because they don't realize what El Suckabuck does with that money. You're not going to make your number. There's just so many different things that I've had to go through and learn. And that's why I put up that mystore.com. I'm telling you, if you're an entrepreneur and you have products, go there, sign up and see if you can, obviously where there's a,
well, I'm going to tell you what, we don't do advertising on this show, but we just started and we're going to do mystore.com. By the way, we're not going to be selling advertising, but we're going to be advertising. Yeah. And there's a difference. Right. We're going to promote it every day on the Great America Show.
Well, thank you.
That's a wonderful idea. And God bless you for doing it. Standing up for our small business and American products. Yeah. My Lord, why isn't everybody in this country doing that?
And we've got over 2,000 entrepreneurs. I've gotten to know a lot of them, Lou, and they're just great people, but they're going through what I went through 15 years ago or back in 2004. And all of a sudden I go, hey, I got the greatest product ever. And it's so sad. You either get copied, your patents. Do you know our patent office? Big companies now, they don't even bother to copy your patent. They go to the patent office and get your patent overturned because they have money to go to them patent attorneys. It's disgusting. We've been fighting that with a friend of mine. Even this was back, our great president, Donald Trump, was getting involved in that to stop this from happening. They just don't want the entrepreneur. They just want to crush him like a bug. I've got but so many great products. You're going to see them all over from the My Store because I'm going to, after what happened here at Walmart, I'm just going to start, you know, very much promoting the My Store for entrepreneurs because if it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone because, you know, not everyone's got the platform or the big mouth like I do to get, you know, I'm not putting up with it. This is how I'm fighting back. There's no way I can legally go to Walmart and say, you have to carry my product. And by the way, everybody, I will not go back even if they change their mind. I know thousands of you, tens of thousands have complained on went after Walmart and, you know, boycotting, whatever. But just so you know, the end game here isn't to get me back in Walmart. I don't ever want to go back in there. They've shown their evil face. And when I make a decision like that, it's over. Just like I'm never going back to Costco or to HEB, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, all of them that did this to my company and that tried to cancel out of no reason. I didn't change, Lou. The footprint of this country changed. All these people, I want to tell them, all these great Americans or these people out there that spoke up for the biggest crime in history and spoke up and said, look what I found. Look what I have. Let's look into it. Churches that spoke up, leaders that spoke up to all get canceled and all being attacked by platforms and groups and canceled. These were the same people before that were professors and just businessmen and people that were, you know, running churches and pastors. And they get attacked because why? Because all of a sudden they're all conspiracy people and they all turned into something? No. Nobody changed. It's just that I would expect anybody, especially with the evidence, everything that I was given, I would expect anybody would go, I can't sit back and let anything go by me. It's one of the things we have this new movie coming out by Lara Logan. It says, Tina Peterson there, she says, I can't unsee what I saw. I can't take back what I know now. If I knew now what I didn't know then, it'd be different, but I can't take back what I know. I can't ever take that back. So I can't ever turn back and say, oh, I just want to go fishing and change my life and go spend time with my grandkids. That's never happened. Yep. And my life changed forever about a year and a half ago, forever.
Well, this is just an outrage. And it is an outrage. We're reaching out to Walmart right now to talk to not their executive vice president of cancellations. I want to talk to their CEO.
The one I talked to direct, Lou, is their CMO. I talked to their chief marketing officer. I asked to talk to their CEO and their COO, but I got, I mean, see, a chief marketing officer is very high up. They're like all three.
Yes, I'd like to hear him say exactly what his purpose was and why he has your product on his site that is being fulfilled by a Chinese company right now. That is an outrage.
It is disgusting. And it's and one of the things you need to know, everybody, too, and Lou, is their business model at Walmart is the as seen on TV model. That was a big driver for them. So if you see a thing on TV like the pocket hose or whatever, it's three companies out of New Jersey, Telebrands, one's called Bulbhead, Idea Village, these, and a couple out of California. They usually they'll get a product, they'll put it on TV for and spend $200,000 in short form media. That's 1 and 2 minute commercials, and that's enough for the public awareness. Then they put it in the Walmart stores, and it has a life cycle. It could be a month to maybe 6 months, 8 months. Well, MyPillow, we were an anomaly in history because I spend $500,000 on short form media every week for the bed pillow, and it doesn't end because everybody needs it. And as we started out in Walmart at $59.99, it was their number one buy through in history at that price point for any $60 product. This is what they told me. Then when I got better at manufacturing, getting massive amounts of my patented foam, we were able to get their price down to $49.88 in Walmart. It was like starting over. Same thing. It was their number one buy through. They said it a $50 product of any product in Walmart's history. It's up by cash register like Snicker bars and on end caps. It was okay. Then we went down to $39.88. That was a couple years ago, and their number one buy through at that rate. That one I'm not sure. Maybe top three because the guy said we were getting close, but then that got interrupted because of the when they started canceling, pulling it out of the as seen on TV. Now at that time we were going to $29.88, the next drop, Lou, and I even offered them, hey, we'll give you the standard, let's do that at $19.88. And that's where I really was able to test them to see if they had alternative motives, because at that price point I was basically giving them the pillow just to keep my employees so busy, you know what I mean? That was their price they were going to sell it for. Remember, box stores make a 50 to 55% markup. So we were
well, that's what I was going to ask you. Were you giving them the same markup as they had before?
Yeah, absolutely. The same markup they had before, but I was taking the hit. I was giving them the same markup. Yeah. When I offered them, the last thing I offered was $19.88, the lowest price in history. They would have the biggest draw to Walmart stores that you've ever seen. And it was, I would not be making money at that price, but I would keep my employees. I was very much concerned over my employees. That's why I was kind of getting desperate there at the end when they told me they were canceled because sales were down, when their sales were actually up. Remember, we got our biggest order of the year 2 weeks before they said this to us. 2 weeks before, everybody. It's a shame. And they, so I was actually offering this, you know, basically a break even or a loss. It would have been a loss to keep my employees busy because God will use this for good. I mean, all things work together for good. So it's really engaged me to step up the mystore.com to just really, I mean, I've been so focused on this election, this crime of biggest crime in history. I've had to take about, I'm taking this last week and this week, and I'm just diving into it, Lou. We're gonna come out of this, and we're gonna be better as a company. And my employees are very confident because we've been through this before, and they know that I'm good for my word, and we're gonna get through it with help from everybody else that gets them for that price. Without Walmart's, it might be better. Without Walmart taking their big cut at the 1988, and we might. Who knows what will happen, you know? According to Dominion and them, I make more money. This is why I did this in the first place, went after the biggest crime in history, was so I could get sued and I could put out promo codes and lose money. Remember, Lou?
I do indeed.
Use promo code Dominion to save up to 66%. Oh, criminals.
First of all, I'm going to let you know whatever and this audience will know, will be the first to know the reaction is from Walmart.
Right.
I know what Walmart is. And I would guess, again, I'm guessing, I haven't looked at the numbers, but I know at one point, Walmart was the number three itself. Walmart was the number three export market for Chinese exports.
Right.
I mean, that's how big they are.
Yeah, they're huge. They're huge. And do you know, Lou, I'm telling you, that chairman of the board, you know, we played it the other night with this colluding with Hunter Biden. You know, because Donald Trump was a threat to all this conspiracy, all this stuff. It's part of the China takeover. I'm telling you, 92% of all the attacks through our election in 2020 originated in China. And everyone says, well, Mike, when are you going to show us the evidence? Go to Frank's Beach, get the app. It's right there. Go click on Dominion Exposed, click on any of this stuff. I get tired of people saying that, Lou, to me too, Lou, is like, when's Mike going to show his evidence? Are you kidding me? I show it all the time. You know, speaking of that, I got to bring this up. You know, every day it gets better and better. I don't know if I was on your show. Did you hear about the Democrat in the primary in Georgia that got zero votes?
No, I did not.
Oh, this is, you know, guys, and this is all, you don't hear about this in the news, but we got it up on Frank's Speech. This was a Democrat primary, three Democrats, and it was on May 24th. Well, her and her husband, nice lady too, by the way, and her and her husband got zero votes in their own precinct. Can you imagine? You look at your husband. I mean, just, you know, if they'd have given her 10 or 20, she would have never been able to say anything, but she got zero. So that was such a deviation that Brad Raspberry, the Secretary of State, we say his name a lot, Republican Secretary of State of Georgia, who I have said it before, I believe is the most criminal person or evil person in this 2020 election because of what he's done. Well, anyway, what does he do? He goes over and he does a 3-day opened up the machines, Lou. That, can you imagine? You got to see what was inside the machines to see what went wrong, because obviously you can't say people cheated because for everybody walking in and voting themselves and more votes, because this was zero. So so something had to happen where inside the machines, because, you know, her and her husband voted for her. Well, they looked into it and they said, here's his exact words. It was a programming error in the Dominion machines. And we looked and we did with our investigation. We found 3,724 votes, which catapulted that lady from third to first. Now, that changed history for all three of them. The other two didn't. The one lays out. The other one is in the runoff now with this lady that would have been completely out in third place. Everybody, those are Democrats. This isn't a Democrat or Republican thing. This is, and then Brad Raffensperger, instead of him, there was all sorts of deviations throughout Georgia in this primary 3 weeks ago. And they find it in that primary, and he shuts all the rest of them down and says, we're not going to look into any of the other machines to see if that, too, had a programming error. Because one of them was his race, Lou, and he polled at 38% the night before the election, and he ended up with 52%. The polling is a great polling company. They're not off by 2% or 3%, but they're especially not off by 14%. You know who certifies his election? Brad Raffensperger gets to certify his own election, everybody. But don't worry. We've got people on the ground in Georgia. I've got people everywhere. We've got, and Garland Favorito, he's down there leading a charge. We've got court. We've got stuff before judges, and this stuff's got to stop. But you know what? I am so glad that all this is happening now in these primaries, because you know what? Everyone's got to get it out of your head that it was just the 2020. We've got to get these machines gone. Do you know, Lou, the Democrats they just put out a narrative now in the media that's saying, hey, we're going to gain seats in both the Senate and the House.
Oh, yes.
And the only way that could be, everybody, is what? Is if they steal that too. It's not going to stop. Once a thief, always a thief. But, you know, when it comes to that, and they, and these are when I say they, it's not the Democrat people. It's the party. They were just happy. They're the ones that warned us of the machines. But they're just all, they're fine and dandy that they are on the side of a fixed football game. And then you have all the people, like in my company, Lou. I have a lot of liberals, a lot of Democrats, a lot of Republicans, conservatives, Asian, Black, Hispanic, white. It doesn't matter. We become like a big family, and it's not all of them. It's united us more than anything, and I think that's what's going on with our people in this country. I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. This what's going on. All this horrible stuff that's going on in our country. When you get up in Michigan and you have the attorney general wanting to put a drag queen in every single school, elementary school, there's problems. I mean, this is just, there's just the common sense is just thrown out right now. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, and you can't even, if somebody would have told me 20 years ago, Lou, if I would have said to my friends, well, I couldn't say it, but if anyone else had said it, hey, this is going to happen in the future, they would have said, what are you on, crack? You know, but back then I was on crack, so I obviously couldn't say it because I was on crack. You know?
I take your meaning, Mike. I have to say, I can't believe, Mike, and I'm going to say this out loud, and I'll say it now repeatedly. I can't believe that the Republican Party has been intimidated to the extent that it won't even speak honestly. I'm used to the radical Dems, the Marxist Dems lead the Democratic Party.
Yep.
They use language to cover everything up, to obfuscate, not to clarify. Mm-hmm. The Republican Party has lost its courage. It's lost its ability to speak straight about these issues. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, says the election is rigged. And, you know, people say, well, that's just false. And there isn't a judge that I know of who carried out an investigation to say is, I don't know how many of them, 50 some odd judges, I think it's 150 of them around the country, who are saying that they could find nothing that was worth, you know, material that was widespread. We know for a fact that the FBI didn't investigate anything. William Barr was lying through his teeth when he said he had proof.
Yeah. Only one judge in the United States has looked at the evidence, and that was in Antrim County, Michigan, and he kicked the can down the road. He never ruled on it. No other judge has looked at the evidence. None. Zero. Now they're all going to have to start seeing it because we're doing preliminary injunctions, remember, and we've done it now. We've been in Arizona, now Alabama. We're going to be doing Texas, Florida, South Dakota. So they're going to have to look at the evidence. And also, when you go to Arizona, I'm going to say, when you say that it is disgusting with the Republicans more than anything, because you expected it. We know what the Democrats went to expect there. But we didn't, and we now know which corruption Republicans were completely corrupt, but we also know which ones were cowards. But I will say this, down in Arizona, the GOP put up an amicus brief, I believe it is, with the Kerry Lake, with that injunction. And everybody, that's like an endorsement saying, hey, we don't want these machines either. And another thing just came out in Texas, Lou, did you see that, where they said Biden's not our legitimate president. Did you see that?
Right. Yeah, the Texas Republican convention passing that resolution. It was stunning.
Right. So maybe things are changing. Maybe things are changing. The Republican, these guys, if you're a politician out there, if you're one of these legislatures, you get a second chance right now. Where, you know, you better sit down there and you better get on your knees and pray and say, because I'll tell you what. When history is written and you look back, these people that did nothing, that were cowards, they're going to be known as traitors. And they right now could change their status to heroes, but there's not going to be anything in between, because I'm telling you, we are at an apex in history. And if we don't do something now, it's gone. You don't get to if you're like Venezuela, Australia, Canada, and these guys are all in a string of they'll end up like us, like Venezuela. Do you think when you have a control with these computers and stuff, do you think you ever get to get it back? You don't. It's over. You don't get to get it back. It's called selection, not election. You don't get to go back in time, and they can keep putting out propaganda. Hey, it ain't so bad. This ain't so bad. It's good. Really, $10 gas is good for you. What do you mean? It's, you know, and it's over. And I don't know, you know, just think how I feel how blessed we are as a country right now that with the 2020 election, I said it before, it'll go down as the most important election in history. Just like with MyPillow in the spring of 2012, Lou, I took in $100 million after my first infomercial living in my sister's basement, took in all this money. I ended up $6 million in debt after 6 months. And I learned from all the betrayal and all the stuff that happened during the spring of 2012. And I had to go fix everything and set a whole new foundation of MyPillow. And, you know, if 2012 hadn't happened, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And that's going to be the same thing with this 2020 election. Everything's getting revealed, even your big box stores, the evil of Walmart and stuff. Well, you know what? If we were sitting here now, Lou, you and I talking, and let's say we all went to bed on November 4th at 3 a.m. and all this polls are in and Biden really won by that amount. And we had no evidence. It was just, people really have turned. They really do want socialism and communism. So let's just say that's really the way the vote went. Where would we be right now? We would be sick to our stomach. We wouldn't even know what to do because we would have nothing. And now we have, because what was all exposed, we have so much hope and so much, and we're going to get through it with the grace of God. We're getting through this.
Well, I want to do something here very quickly, and that is give out this email address. We're talking about Walmart, and as you've heard Mike talking about Walmart canceling MyPillow, the best-selling product, $60 product in the company's history. Mm-hmm. They're now selling what look to be MyPillow products on their website. There's just one issue, and exactly as Mike predicted, yep, a Chinese company is fulfilling and shipping that product. We're not quite sure whether it's authentic or whether it is fake, but either way, it is not being fulfilled by MyPillow and Mike Lindell's company. It's sold and shipped by China. And we need, I think this is a great time for this audience to make its voice heard. And I would like to give you this email address for the folks at Walmart. And if you will, write this down. It's executive, E-X-E-C-U-T-I-V, executive.communications@walmart.com. I'm going to read that again. executive.communications@walmart.com. And I've got another name and address for you. The CEO of the American operation for Walmart, that's John.Furner, F-U-R-N-E-R, at walmart.com. John.Furner at walmart.com. He is the CEO of the American Walmart operation. And I'm going to be trying to talk with the CEO of the whole shooting match to see what's going on here. His name is Doug McMillan. But I'll be trying to talk with him. We'll see if he wants to, if he's got the guts to just come on and talk to me and to you, all of us here on the Great America Show. So I got that off my chest for right now. But as I said, we're going to be promoting on this podcast your mystore.com. It's such a wonderful idea for entrepreneurs, and I thank you for that. I want to turn to the rulings that you have been seeking. Have there been any rulings in your lawsuits here in the last few weeks?
Are you talking about the ones that they're with Dominion Smartmatic, or are you talking about the preliminary injunctions?
The preliminary injunctions.
The preliminary injunctions. No, there isn't.
Mike, there for a second, I forgot who I was talking to. You've got so many lawsuits.
I've got so many lawsuits. And I encourage ESNS right now on your show. ESNS, you don't get to slip under the radar. You just will sue me now because I'm going to be putting it out there. ESNS all over Alabama. We've got one of the things in Alabama. We found that you can just put paper into the machines. Doesn't have to be a ballot. And we found all kinds of stuff in the Alabama primaries. But anyway, Lou, no, there hasn't been any rulings. But what we're going to do is the power of numbers. We're going to keep doing state by state these preliminary injunctions. And remember, everybody, the rulings come real fast. This isn't stuff that gets to last for like years. This is to the relief is to get rid of the machines before the 2022 election. And we already have replacement system with paper. We already showed, it's already been shown by France. They did 70 million people in a one-day election. We've done it before ourselves. And we combine that with cameras and technology that you can use so we can all see. It's very transparent. We can watch our own the election is the, and the count is actually the audit itself. So we, by the power of numbers, we're going to get some great rulings, Lou. And once one judge gets the courage, just like that one did in Florida, got rid of all the stupid mandates on the planes and the mask and all that garbage. The judges are all going to get very brave, and they're just going to put it out there. It's a matter of how would you like to be the first judge? And that's what I think a year and a half ago, there was a lot of fear there. I think that's a lot of the reason, like your Walmarts and stuff have done that to me, where businessmen would start raising their hands, say, hey, we're not going to take this in our country because their businesses are going to be taken down, too, if they don't stand up and have courage, because it's raining outside right now. You don't save your courage for a rainy day. So they put fear. They try and attack me to put fear in. And they've done the same thing for judges. And that's going to change now. You know, courage is contagious. And we're going to see some great rulings come down. I really believe that. By the way, you know, in New Mexico, there was one last week, another county says they're going machine free. So I believe in the United States, there's 3,000 some counties. I think it's over 120 now that are going to be machine free. And everyone says, boy, that's a big task to get this all done before 2020 election. Well, you know what? Nothing's too big for God. And we just keep the prayers up, and everybody's doing what they can. And we're getting more and more people involved. Lou, there's a huge event. I want to tell everyone about the movie that Lara Logan did. It's called selectioncode.com. Go there now and get signed up for that. And we had to move the premiere from July 16th to August 20th. And everyone says, well, why did you move it? Why did you move it? There's very significant reasons, and one of them you just brought up. We think we're going to have some very good rulings legal-wise with the state. So when we have all that audience on August 20th and 21st, this is going to be the, you know, I want not tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people to watch that premiere and watch that weekend. It's a two-day event, and it's going to change the course we're on.
Again, the name of the movie, Lara Logan's documentary, and the dates again?
Yeah, it's selectioncode.com. If you go to selection, mm-hmm. like election, only selectioncode.com. If you go there, everybody, you can get your email in there, too, and you will be sent a free copy of the movie, a free digital copy. I financed the movie. I've never seen it myself. I financed it, and I'm putting it out for the whole world to see for free. That's one thing. They're not going to accuse over trying. The movie was made for money. No, it was made to get the word out. And this is amazing. And it'll air a worldwide premiere on August 20th for the whole world to see. And that'll be on Frank's Speech on Lindale TV live to the world. And then everyone will be sent their free copies that put their email in to get emailed that copy. So exciting things are coming.
Super. Well, I also want to ask you, because I know you're intensely involved in Arizona. You have you're joining the machines in Arizona as well. But a judge has just ruled, as I'm sure you well know, Attorney General Mark Brnovich waited too long to affect changes in Arizona's election procedure for this year. What in the world is that about?
I did not hear that yet. I did not hear that yet. I've been busy the last few days, yep.
It just happened today. So
okay, well, I'll tell you what, Mark Brnovich, he's just I don't even know what to call him. I've said this before. You can't explain Mark Brnovich or Doug Ducey or your Rassenbergers or Kemps of the world. This guy's a Republican. He did nothing for the state of Arizona. Remember, Doug Ducey said the state of Arizona, when Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis were pouring out 10 hours of evidence, the only ones down there, by the way, were RSB and TV and OAN. No Foxes in sight, no Newsmax in sight. They were down there pouring the evidence out, and old Ducey raised his hand and said, him and Brnovich both, by the way, Lou, and their Secretary of State, they all said, yep, election's good here in Arizona, before they even bothered to see the evidence that people had worked so hard on. Well, you know what? Brnovich showed his true colors there. If everyone remembers, the seventh-month audit, the Maricopa audit, people worked thousands and tens of thousands of hours on, and lost so much time, was stole from them when they just came out and said, oh, nothing to see here. And yes, there was. There was, we just had Doug Logan on the other night and Heather Honey and all these people that worked hard on this audit. They said, well, how does the paper match? Well, the paper found 12 more ballots that match the machines. Well, they had on tape the night before the election or the night before the audit, 27,000 people that voted twice and three times and four times. Okay, 20-some thousand non-residents that voted. They didn't vote. That needed to be investigated. Those were names that were used. Brnovich said he did a little thing on Twitter, everybody, with some nunchucks and says, I'm ready to go. You know, that was all a big sham. He's either a coward or he's in on it. One of the two, Lou. Remember, he's running for office. So I think a lot of these people think that they can just sit and do nothing and then run for office and think the people are going to vote for him. The people, if you don't do anything, you're done. We're not voting for you and you're done. You're going to be out. The only way you're going to be in is if the machines, if you get selected. And Brnovich right. might, if he's on the other side, which I believe he is, then obviously they, you know.
Mike, I want to do this very quickly to talk about Brnovich. I want to compliment the Gateway Pundit. They have done some very good reporting on this.
Yes,
Brnovich, and they on this have an article now today asking the court that Brnovich was asking the court to order the Secretary of State to amend the election procedures. This has been going on since President Trump demanded that Brnovich do so,
yes.
clean that thing up back in March. Now, yep. here's when we talk about clean it up. Here's what they don't have time to fix, according to the judge who just made this ruling. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to appeal the ruling, but this and whether or not he would be interested in doing it, Brnovich, it appears that this may have been even an intentional, slow roll on his part.
That's what I believe it is. But anyway, go ahead.
But the measures would have prohibited unstaffed drop boxes. Now Arizona is going to have, again, drop boxes that are unstaffed, unwatched. And there will be no requirement of a signature verification for non-mailed early ballots. Think about that.
Wow.
No signature verification for that. And right. there will be no preservation of the voters vote in their precinct, the requirement that voters vote in their precinct. They can vote anywhere they want, apparently. I mean, this is outrageous. And
it is, it is outrageous, Lou. And you bring up a good point, and I'll tell you about Brnovich. As everybody knows, I pretty much went around almost every especially the Republicans' Attorney General of the United States, for the Supreme Court complaint that still isn't done. And they slow played that. Some delayed. Some said they wouldn't do it if it was going to overturn the 2020 election. But one of the things in the final format, and everybody, you go on Frank's speech and see this, in its final format, when we took out flipping the 2020 election back to the real winner, Donald Trump, in that thing, all it was, Lou, all the Supreme Court complaint was going to do is say, hey, states, you can't break the laws of our Constitution like you did in 2020. The stuff in place you're talking about in Arizona is still in place in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia, New Hampshire, Minnesota, all around our country. All these states where the Secretary of States and the governors and other officials put in things in place like no signature verification, all this. The legislatures make the laws, not these people that put stuff in place. I don't care what footprint you're in. You still have to, if it's raining outside, you don't have a law saying that you can't, you can walk, that you can jaywalk, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, you can't change things. They just change stuff. That was a bad example, but it's like, okay, here's an example. Down in, like in Michigan, where she mailed out 7 million votes, they did, to 7 million ballots, the legislatures would have had to make a law to do that. And that's what they're doing, that none of these attorney generals stepped up. Brnovich, his team, when they asked me, they never even let me talk to him directly. He was one of the few that would not even get on and talk about it. And you had all this corruption going on down in Arizona, but his number two or whatever would. And that just never, he just said, no, I don't want to get on board with this. I don't want to, he didn't, at that point, he didn't want to sue himself because Arizona was one of the plaintiffs on, or one of the defendants. So Lou, it is disgusting. And I believe they slow played it. I believe that he slow played it, you know, going, okay, if I wait till here, it's not going to affect anything because they won't be able to, a judge is going to rule not to do it in time. You don't know that, but man, when your whole country's at stake here and you did the biggest audit, do you know the Arizona Maricopa audit was the biggest audit ever constructed or ever done ever in history?
Yeah. Yeah. It's awful. Yeah. I want to turn, if I may, to Bill Barr. The Kentucky Supreme Court ruling on geo-tracking. You may recall that the former Attorney General, Bill Barr, said that geo-tracking just wasn't the basis, that was the basis of the 2000 Mules documentary on ballot harvesting, ballot trafficking. And Barr dismissed it because it relied so much on geo-tracking. Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking about geo-tracking, according to the Kentucky Supreme Court, validating that geo-tracking was an appropriate use by the police to locate an alleged robber in the case.
Yep.
So we have an attorney general who lies not once, not twice, but thrice. Lied right after the second debate, final debate in 2020. Yep. He knew Joe Biden was lying about President Trump, was lying about the Russia disinformation campaign that centered around Hunter Biden's laptop. He knew that it wasn't Russian disinformation because he had been in possession of that laptop for almost a year. He had been appointed in February of 2019 as Attorney General of the United States. He knew what was going on.
You look up the word deep state, and there's a picture of Bill Barr. I mean, he is just
no kidding.
That guy, I'm telling you. And then to say that geo-tracking, laughing about that it doesn't work. Let me tell you something. I lost my phone twice in a field in pheasant hunting in South Dakota. And I'm going, I was just devastated. I didn't have it backed up. This, you know, that I, at that time with the, and, at least one of the times. Well, my gal IIT, she just flips on the tracker. I got within 1 inch of the phone. There it was in field, waist deep in wheat or whatever we were in. And for Bill Barr, when he first lied, and I believe our great president, Donald Trump, gives him a lot of, I don't know what the word would be, grace, because he says, oh, he was afraid of being impeached. No, I'll give him, let's just give him that. Let's say that in November, December, he was afraid of being impeached. So he said his big lies then, told the guy in Pennsylvania not to look into the election. That's documented. But then he doubled down on it a year ago in the spring when I was coming out with all my stuff. He went right on TV against me and then doubled down and said there's no election crime or whatever in 2020 election. Yep. And then he goes and triples down, like you say, at this in front of the Farska charade of a January 6th committee. Bill Barr, if you say, okay, how do you explain that? Well, you can't explain it except for one thing. He's either in on it. That is the only explanation. He has to be in on it because you can't explain that. He doesn't look like a kind of guy that all of a sudden I'm getting threatened to keep lying and lying over the course of years. If you're caught up in the deep state or, organized, this massive world order crime.
It's a shame what he has done. It's more than a shame because we're talking about a man who, in point of fact, changed history. He knew that
he's been exposed like four times in his lives. And he doubles down, triples down. He doesn't care.
Yep. And the fact is that neither does the corporatist media, because they should be making much of the fact that he changed history. And frankly, their corporate masters won't permit them to do it. Right. And that's where we are. I want to wrap up here with something that that you said at the beginning. And I want to talk about this Associated Press story that just came out today, in which the Associated Press declared that there's no worry in the Democratic Party about the poll numbers that are the worst ever. This president has his worst poll numbers in this last year and a half as president. He has 3/4 of the country saying the country is going the wrong direction. And you know what? Suddenly, even though I'm talking to strategists frequently who say they're expecting somewhere between anywhere from 40 to 50, 60 seats will be won by the Republicans in November, AP says the Democrats are going to hold the House and gain 4 seats in the Senate. And you know what bothers me? They're preparing the battleground, aren't they?
Absolutely.
They're getting us ready for the big steal.
It's propaganda.
Go ahead.
It's propaganda. When I said something the other day and it was all over the news, Mike compared the Walmart thing to Nazi Germany. I was one of the best marketers in history was Goebbels for Hitler. It's propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Just like when they did before the last election, they said, Texas could turn blue, Texas could turn blue. Then if Ken Paxton hadn't won all them cases, it would have turned blue because they would have stole it by even more than the million votes they did steal. And then if it did, you go, well, you know, boy, we should have did this. It gets expectation put into your head. That's all they're doing, Lou. They're going to start brainwashing. I knew they were going to start doing this. If I'm a marketer, that's what you think of marketing. If you have to market, if somebody said, hey, go market for them and start doing, putting out the propaganda. You guys, here's the thing that you got to understand, two things that are going on. One is they're not out campaigning. And number two is the things like in Georgia where they still keep stealing elections, they don't care because they don't have to worry because they're just going to press a button and it's selection, not election. If you don't have to worry about it, look what Biden said. He said, we've got a great system for stealing the election. I mean, he said something almost to those exact words. And he said, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes, that's where we're at. And it's scary. And that's why everybody needs to get on board with getting rid of these machines. Joe, I'm going to tell you this, Lou, if you get rid of the machines, you have, then it becomes millions of people that would have to steal each one committing a crime. If you get rid of the machines, now you've got a handful of people that can commit crime and steal millions of votes. It's not logical that a million people all commit crimes to steal a million votes. And that's why you can get 15 million votes stolen in the 2020 election. This is where we're at. and they're going to start putting this rotten propaganda out there to people. And then everyone's going, well, and then when it happens, when they steal it, then you're going to, people are going to go, what do you mean? We can't have an audit. We can't have an audit. We can't look inside those machines. You knew that that was the expectations. Well, it's not going to work this time, because I think that people are now looking for other place for their news and their polls. And you can't be that far off on the polls. It raises a deviation. I think they showed that down in Georgia, where they should have gave that lady 100 votes at least, or at least gave her two for her and her husband, you know.
Well, it was awful nice of him to put her in first place. So
yeah, that's true. Moving from third to first.
Mike, I have enjoyed, as always, our conversation. We appreciate you being with us. I want to close with just if you get your reaction to one thing here. I have said repeatedly, all I ever asked for was when we saw what we saw. And as you pointed out, as Laura Logan put it, you can't unsee what you saw in the 2020 election.
Right.
But all that was required is that the Department of Homeland Security actually investigate, that the state bureaus of an investigation actually investigate, that the attorneys general actually of each state investigate each one of those instances. And I will tell you what I really believe. If they had done that, if the FBI, instead of hiding behind Bill Barr's ridiculous statements, if they had actually investigated and produced a report, anything, but their refusal to investigate made it impossible to ignore the fraud that took place in various forms and in different ways across the country.
Right.
And I really think the American people would have accepted it. The American people would have accepted the result.
You know what, Lou? You're absolutely right. I'll even take that one step further. I've said it before. I prayed when they had the Georgia runoff, I prayed they would steal both them senators. If I was their marketer, all I would have had to do is say, give them back one of the Republicans. So they shut up about the 2020 election. Had they done that, we would have still had the Senate. And or supposedly, even though there's three corrupt ones, but they would have done that. They would have had the machines. They would have had everything. 99% of the people, I believe, in this country would have said, come on, you guys, just quit talking about the 2020 election. Now we still have the Senate. We'll campaign harder. We'll get it. We'll take it back like normal. It'll be a red wave, blah, blah, blah. That's what would have happened, Lou. Instead, they made a big mistake. They just got greedy. They took them both. I would have said at the inauguration, I would have said, hey, if I was their marketer, I said, let's not do anything stupid now to ruin the country yet. Let's wait. Let's do it. Let's not do any bad things. Let's at least wait about 4 months till they shut up about the election, and then we can just ruin the country. So they could have just, as things started opening up, not the first thing they did, though, they opened up the border, let the fentanyl roll in, shut down the pipeline, the gas lines. Shut down 50,000 union jobs. They hit the ground running because they don't care. They're out for, they waited a long time for this. They want to turn us into Venezuela. They want, if they take the light, like Ronald Reagan said, if the lights go out here, they go out everywhere. And that's a fact. And that's what they went for. They went for it all, but we've got all the pieces. We've got all the stuff. They were caught, and they were caught red-handed. And we are in, you know, if we get out further down the road here, and we're going to look back, and history's going to say everything had to happen just the way it did. And this was all on God's timing. And it'll end up being absolutely amazing when we get through this, everybody.
Mike Lindell, as always, God bless you for you, just being you, and also for all that you're doing for this great country. We thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Lou.
And we thank you for being with us.
Yep. Thanks for having me on. God bless y'all.
I want to repeat that email address if you'd like to tell Walmart just how you feel about MyPillow products and what they've done. John.Furner@Walmart.com. That's the address. John.Furner@Walmart.com. He's the head of American operations for Walmart. And you can email this address as well, executive.communications@walmart.com. That's executive.communications@walmart.com to ask why Walmart has removed Mike Lindell's company and put in a Chinese company to sell and fulfill MyPillow products on the Walmart website. Also, if you're an entrepreneur, a small business manager, or owner, please go to mystore.com. That's mystore.com to find Mike's new outlet website for your products and services. That's mystore.com. Mystore.com. Thanks to Mike Lindell for all he's doing for all of us. All of those email addresses are also on the LouDobbs.com website. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Here tomorrow will be Jack Posobiec of Human Rights Daily. He's our guest on the outrageous failure of Uvalde, Texas police to take out that gunman before he could kill all those school children. That's here tomorrow on The Great America Show. Till then, God bless you and God bless America.